Well, a shock defeat for the Morrison government has heightened tensions within the government after little-known MP Lou O'Brien was voted to be the Deputy Speaker for the House of Representatives. The election of the Queenslander Lou O'Brien comes just days after he quit the Michael McCormack-led Nationals Party federally. Andrew Hillinger has the story.
It has barely been a week since Barnaby Joyce failed in his leadership challenge against Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack. And already the politicians in Canberra are digesting the fallout. Lou O'Brien, a Queensland backbencher and MP for Wide Bay, is a Barnaby Joyce supporter who has made himself famous this week for becoming the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, just hours after quitting the Nationals Party. His departure comes at a challenging time for McCormack, who is trying to unite his fractured party. When asked about O'Brien's departure, Barnaby Joyce admitted that the former policeman would leave a hole for the Nationals.
It's incredibly sad. Lou is, you know, we want to keep him in the team, former vice president of the LNP, person who's had so many years' experience serving our nation, the police force, and a good fellow and a good mate.
O'Brien's decision to cut himself off from the Nationals reportedly arose out of frustration with the leadership of McCormack, who has last week been playing favourites by promoting his endorsees into ministerial positions, whilst overlooking his dissenters. It's a move from McCormack that has disappointed Barnaby Joyce, who cannot rely on O'Brien's vote if he is to issue another challenge for McCormack's position.
There was a spill I thought I lost. I'm very disappointed that there wasn't a better sort of balance in the ministry that was selected. However, that is what it is, and now we go on from that.
The political chaos is expected to be a further problem for Morrison, who is looking to reduce division within the government. However, the Morrison government still has a two-seat majority in the lower house, which will only be threatened if party members are willing to cross the floor. When asked about O'Brien's choice to quit the Nationals, Liberal MP Trent Zimmerman underplayed its ramifications by announcing that O'Brien will still side with the coalition's bills.
Lou O'Brien's made very clear that he's going to continue to sit in the joint party room and be very much part of the government benches. So I think that you can get overexcited about these issues, which do tend to excite us down here in Canberra. But the main game is what's happening out there with things like coronavirus and the bushfires.
Nevertheless, the drama over the last few days is far from ideal, and so we asked Monash University Professor Zara Gazarian on whether his seat is under threat now from his own party.
Now, in this case, we suspect Mr. O'Brien has canvassed his local branches, his local constituents, before making the choices that he has made. If he hasn't, then there might be greater trouble for him before the next election. The party may indeed, of course, move against him and may seek to remove him from that seat by the time of the next election.
While McCormack tries to clean up the mess that has hit his party over the past week, the House of Representatives came together yesterday to vote for the new Deputy Speaker of the lower house. In quite a surprising result, Lou O'Brien took out the vote and the $42,000 pay rise was a 75-67 victory that was sealed thanks to a collection of five disgruntled National MPs who went against the government's candidate in Nationals MP Damien Dunn. Anthony Albanese has come out and said that the government has lost control of their party. And while Gazarian disagreed with the Labor leader, I asked him if politicians would be more willing to cross the floor.
I suspect there's a higher possibility of that happening than before Mr. O'Brien decided to remove himself from the party room. I think the nature of the majority, which becomes one seat, let's say if Mr. O'Brien decides that he's going to vote against the party, might actually embolden other MPs who are wavering to support Mr. O'Brien and oppose the government's policy.
Dr. Zara Gazarian, lecturer in politics at Monash University, ending that report by Andrew Hillinger.